some of these meetings, I just don't care what most people want to be a system.
But I talked to him today. I know he's on the
phone. Well, we can know him. Or she can let that. The chairperson can. That's how she's for him. That's how come she's a secretary right now because the chair asked her. And she relented.
Well, I put in a note saying I want to be assistant treasurer and not secretary. That's why I wanted to bring it up.
Well, we fill the seats.
Hello?
Yeah.
And I don't mean that, I do not mean to attack you at all. But that's. Go ahead.
Well, once you take a seat,
until they reorganize and change it. But. They have people working on the gate that live in. I see no hassle with that whatsoever. Get it done. There's some stuff that needs to be done.
You have to leave the park with the dog.
A business. That's the. What about? Yeah.
Otherwise, nobody's going to be able to hear the speaker.
No. Well, she didn't want Joe Gallo on the gate.
Yes. I've seen you are looking at me. What did I do now?
That was why that.
I've seen you looking at me. What did I do?
FYI.
Really? Are you sure?
Hey, Barbara.
Should
can you hear me?
About
this
okay,
is the
thank
order
you.
She, I guarantee
she was this.
Something.
She moved up to this. Mark was this. Now we don't have a treasurer. He's that. That's established in the organization.
Thank you.
We already voted on all that.
No, they can change it. Like if people didn't want Mark to be the treasurer, we could ask for somebody else, but it's already set.
I don't really know either.
No, we haven't voted.
He assumed the position.
There were three.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Vacated. Case was the first, the chair, she stepped right up automatically. That's the purpose of having a first vice. Right, and same with the other three. We can vote if people want us to, it's up to them. It's up to the board or whatever. Whatever they want to do. I don't think anything will change, really. We could formally approve it. We're working on Gary's contract. You know, you're going to take a card room. Where is that? Yeah, well, those
were they voted on? Well,
so we have the old one. Well, they
Bruce could run his marketing office and he wouldn't put the new forms up. For people coming in, they have to download the forms and fill them out and bring them in for new members of the park. And they were all wrong. We changed them. And it's nosy, afraid to put it up there. But I want you to see this one. Anytime it's had it since 25 pounds.
Karen, are you
mature weight? He or she
is Kathy allowed to distribute to his forms?
Now, did you just change it? Where in the hell he gets off writing this crap up? His job
there is okay.
When we signed off on
Carol Summers, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
And how are you today?
Pretty good.
Better than the morning?
Yeah, I think we're.
Okay, I'm glad you're better than the morning.
Well, you better be doing better than the morning.
Well, hey. It did when I finished. Did when I finished.
Yeah, but you gotta use the MasterCard there, special one. Yeah. Just use it at the door. When you go out, do your self serve.
Okay.
Do the self serve.
Thank you. Hi. I'm pretty good. How you doing?
I don't have a problem.
Good. Yes.
To get it in the car, you might.
And I'm glad you're here. So.
Get it in the car.
Let's take it
and
we can take my truck.
You think it's going to be all right?
Yeah.
It's not raining out or anything?
No. It's raining.
And get the $99 extra coverage for 3 years because they'll come in and take care of it.
I
left
it. She's very good.
Are you a Costco card? I have one.
Gloria Robinson sees me on Zoom.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get a card.
I will contact her. I hear it. Thank you.
Liz, okay? I've spoken to Gary. Let me know. You know? What?
The mount.
Oh, okay.
Could you spell the information? This stuff.
After he does his presentation and stuff, I'm going to ask him for a hand leave so we can discuss it. Is that okay with you?
My thought when I asked him.
I don't know if I was ever sent
one of the
I have. I think I just scheduled it on the line. I don't have the Zoom.
Okay. That's
oh, okay. Okay, that's even better.
Test you.
Yeah.
You did.
What was his first name again?
Chaser.
C-H-A-S-I-N.
It's all done on the end.
It's 2 o'clock.
Everybody ready?
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's so nice to see so many showed up for this. And I know Jason will be very happy to answer your questions when he's done. Are we ready over there?
Close.
Bill or Diane. Almost ready, folks.
I have my chair series.
Yeah, I have to make this call.
Okay.
What, did everybody have a good lunch while we're waiting? I hope so.
The question is, are you serving dinner? I don't either.
Hey, listen.
I was trying to be funny.
If I'd been home long enough, I probably would have had everything fixed and we probably could have served all of them. So I like cooking, so that wouldn't scare me at all.
Oh, we're going to have some German food, right?
Hey, listen, no. You might be surprised. You better eat it.
I'll be there.
No, I said you better eat it if I fix it.
I'll bring something too. Cover you.
They're still working on that, so... Okay. Is that okay with everybody?
Sure.
Okay.
So what time are we calling at the
office? It'll be 2:05 time we get there. Good afternoon again. Port Malabar Holiday Park, Home Park Recreation District, Board of Trustees, special meeting at 2 p.m. May the 19th. I call this to order. Maybe I'm in the location. Would you like to bow your heads, please?
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day and all the blessings that you give us. Give us the strength to face our problems. Give us the ability to treat all our residents with kindness and respect and not to judge them. Help us as a board to make good decisions. Watch over our military wherever they are and also the first responders. Bring them all home safely. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. What a beautiful flag we have. May we have roll call.
Karen Allen.
Present.
Joan Ocanero. Present. Mark Boda.
Present.
Becky Ernest. I'm here. Gary Vincent.
Present.
David Curtis.
Present.
Ursula Brunig.
Present.
Kathy Stone.
Present.
Everybody's here.
Well, we are honored this afternoon with a gentleman that's going to talk to us about our cable, TV, all those wonderful things that we have. Joan, would you like to introduce him?
This is Jason Gill. He's been here before, and we talked to him back in March of 2020, and he's tried to get in touch with us, and Cherie wouldn't respond to him. So we're taking a second opportunity now to take advantage of his expertise. Jason?
Well, thanks for the introduction, and thank you for everyone's time. I'll quickly walk through kind of what I know of the situation, where I believe it stands, some of the progress that we made during the first negotiation, and then also we'll kind of move on to how things have changed from that negotiation to this negotiation while sharing some of the, can you hear me okay? Sorry. While sharing some of the success that we've had with very similar negotiations for similar communities. So I'll jump right in. The last negotiation, and this is somewhat talking about the value that consultants add to this process. I believe it was Cherie working with Donna Arsenault. She's the same account executive that's negotiating this deal on behalf of Spectrum. They had negotiated a $51 rate, no upfront compensation, no rate freezes. And I say that just to focus on some of the value we were immediately able to add by getting involved in that negotiation. That included securing a signing bonus of $105,450 that's paid by Spectrum to the community. We're also able to lower the rate 75 cents and secure a rate freeze for an additional year, which had an overall impact of about $122,500. On top of that, we negotiated to remove 16 units from billing, which, you know, surprisingly has about a $50,000 impact over the five-year term. It's amazing how those items add up. So by including us in the process, we were able to add about $275,000 worth of value in the period of 2 to 4 weeks. We're able to do that, and I'll just quickly touch on my background. I spent 20 years working for Spectrum and Bright House Networks. I was on the operations side and the sales side, negotiating these deals and structuring these deals for Bright House, you know, like not against, but, you know, to serve communities like yours. There's definitely a strategy involved. And trust me when I say, you know, you really need to know the ins and outs of the business to secure the best terms. And that's where we can assist. We can provide that insight and also make sure that you don't fall into any loopholes, and we mitigate the risk. And I'll talk about some of the stuff that these new agreements contain, because the market has changed. Real quickly, just from a comparison standpoint, I don't mean, this is probably rude to say to Cherie, I'm not sure, but had you selected the first proposal, and actively you'd be paying about $55.16 for that bulk service package. Back in March of 20, had you selected our proposal, you'd be paying about $52.26. And to compare the new Spectrum proposal, you'd be paying $55. So you can see where the Spectrum offer really hasn't improved over time. In fact, it's actually gotten a little bit worse. Now, there's a reason for that. It's 2 years ago when we were having a similar conversation. Keep in mind, Spectrum already had a bulk video agreement. And in that bulk video agreement, they prohibited the community from entering into a bulk internet agreement separately. So if you entered into a bulk internet agreement, it had to be with Spectrum. So that gives them a lot of leverage. And if they're generating a lot of revenue from you on a retail basis, there's no real incentive for them to offer you the best deal. They'd rather protect that revenue stream. And that's why you see these offers in the mid 50s. Doing some comparisons, and based on what we've seen on neighboring communities, this is not a competitive offer. We've seen significantly better terms proposed to communities that are much smaller, that don't generate the same amount of revenue. So we think we could do much better by getting involved in the process. And there's a strategy to that. Also, I know Spectrum discussed upgrading their network by adding three nodes. In the cable business, when you have a infrastructure like Spectrum's, where it's hybrid fiber coax, adding three nodes is a tiny investment. We estimate it's about a $30,000 investment compared to some of their competing companies who would upgrade to fiber and invest between $1.5 and $2 million into the community. Spectrum, and I like to include this because it's kind of one of those things you would see towards the end of the process, maybe after you've made your decision, is if their agreement is anything like the ones we've negotiated recently or seen from Spectrum recently, they'll have an opt-out provision in their agreement. Now, that opt-out provision basically states that if their prices go up, and it's a material increase, that's how it's defined in the agreement. If their prices go up over the next 3 years, they can renegotiate the terms. And they can renegotiate to only provide bulk internet service, or if you're not able to reach terms on bulk internet only, they can terminate the agreement at that third year. So for us, this is significant risk. If you're not able to budget for years 4 and 5, because this language is in the agreement, we just think it's unacceptable risk. And a lot of our clients and a lot of our portfolio have had significant challenges with this. And it's one of the reasons they're considering other providers. And we'll talk about that in a little bit as well. So what has changed since we were here last? So again, highlighting in 2020, Spectrum had little incentive to propose the best terms. Again, they had their internet revenue protected. Fast forward to today, with 18 months remaining on your current agreement, you're really in that ideal window to look at competitive options, whether you want them or not, decide if there are solutions out there that are better. And I mean, just looking at a few that would be willing to provide proposals, there's five right there that have really attractive fiber-based offers. We always think competition drives the best offers. And without a competitive negotiation and without a thorough RFP process, you're not going to see Spectrum and other providers' best offers. We have a process that's been proven to work, and we can assist with that RFP process. I know also there's this concern about a deadline. In my time working with Bright House and Spectrum, that deadline was there for one reason, and it's to rush you into making a decision. That's the purpose. I mean, you can tell the terms haven't changed much in the last 2 years. That is there for a specific reason. It's also probably one of the reasons Donna Arsenault didn't reach out to me directly, although I still have that letter of agency with the community, is because she knows offers like this are not competitive in today's market. I can go over our cornerstones. I know there's going to be a lot of questions, but I think, we've proven some of the success we've had. We have experience in negotiating over 4,000 bulk agreements. So we know the different variations that are out there. We are very focused on being transparent, making sure you know what all your options are. We believe in this client-centric focused approach, which we think is the reason a lot of our clients come back, and while we're being referred to a number of clients currently. And we want to demonstrate our commitment to being a partner for the life cycle of your contract. We actually just negotiated a contract recently where our fee is paid out annually so that it reinforces that commitment to being a partner for the 7 years of that agreement. Quickly, my experience, again, I touched on my operations background. I had oversight of the operations team, sales strategy, some of the financial model development, all the things that go into creating the offer and the strategy. From a market exposure standpoint in my role, it was 4,400 bulk agreements, which is about 440,000 bulk units, 8,000 right of entry contracts, 900,000 units of that style. So it was monthly revenue of 94 million or annual revenue for Bright House of $1.1 billion that we had insight into. Right now, and in 2020, 2021, and actively, we have nearly 50,000 units in our active portfolio. So that's the exposure we have, negotiating with these other providers. So we get to see all the best offers that are out there. We just finished negotiating a deal for a 5,000 unit community. We have a number of communities that are similar to your size. One's actually 7,070 units. So we're getting to see very similar negotiations. Some of the scope of understanding, these are things that didn't quite have as much focus in 2020 as they do now. When we look at FCC guidelines and directions, there's a lot of things that are in these agreements that are tied to potential decisions the FCC could make in the future. And we help mitigate that risk. For example, in some of our recent agreements, we've seen Spectrum try to tie that upfront compensation to things that might be completely outside of your control. And if that were to occur, you'd have to pay all or some of that compensation back. That, in our opinion, is an unacceptable risk. We talk about risk analysis and mitigation, project execution. If you're going to consider having another provider serve the property, what do the customer support models look like? Bluestream, for example, has a customer support model where they guarantee if you have a service issue, they'll have a technician out in 4 hours. It's currently the strongest support model we've seen, but those are the kind of customized solutions and creative solutions these other providers are coming out with in the market. Financial modeling is also key. Agreement structure on the legal side. And then, of course, expectation setting during whatever provider is selected, what that looks like. So these are some of the things that whether you decide to renew with Spectrum, upgrade with Spectrum, or consider another provider, I've highlighted the ones that I think are really critical. One of them are broadcast service fees and capped versus uncapped. You probably see in your Spectrum bill, I believe that broadcast service fee was 6%. Now it's around 20. It's based on the allocation of the video rate. So it is somewhat compressed by that, but there's nothing contractually that guarantees it will always be a percentage of that video rate. For a retail customer, it's $21. So that shows kind of the difference between bulk and retail and how much movement there could possibly be if those were ever to kind of unite. We look at regional sports networks. This is one thing, and I will promote Spectrum on this item, is they do have the most leverage when it comes to negotiating favorable channel packages. They have the most subscribers. So when they negotiate with an ESPN or a Bally Sports Networks or Discovery, they're typically able to secure the best programming rates. That is a benefit of a large service provider, similar like a Comcast or a Cox or some of these larger providers in the marketplace. I think it is important to discuss fiber network ownership and design. I know that AT&T has wired your community with fiber. Some of you probably utilize that service. It's unfortunate they don't have a solidified video product right now that we could kind of compare to bundle. I would say on the video side of it, that's typically where a customer that watches, I would say like a legacy TV product, gets the most value. You know, if you have to go out and buy some of these TV services on your own directly from Spectrum or another provider, you know, you're looking at, and some of you may, you know, pay on a retail basis, you know, $110 to $120. When you're able to bundle that with internet, you kind of get the best of both worlds. And if you're able to negotiate agreements that cap those rates, it's really a win-win for the entire term. We always talk about this transfer of risk and risk mitigation. That will be something that you'll see on that Spectrum agreement if they include that language. And they are key items to watch out for, especially that opt-out language. In our opinion, that's the most concerning language in the league agreements that we see. We look at service provider support models, SLAs. These would be all some of those things we look at when we go through that request for proposal process to make sure you're getting the best deal. And we would also push for Spectrum to propose a fiber solution as well. That rate that they have, that $55 rate, that's what we'd like to see typically if they offered to upgrade to fiber, not renew on their current platform where they're not having to invest significantly in the technology. Some of the things these other providers have that are attractive, it's all IP based. So it's all cloud based. They use wireless set-top boxes. They use smart remotes. A lot of it's artificially intelligent driven. So your TV kind of learns your programming habits. If you watch a certain show at 7 o'clock, it goes directly to that show at 7 o'clock. It's pretty unique how it operates, and it's all somewhat cloud driven. So you can access it wherever you are remotely. You can record something on one TV and then watch it on your phone at a completely separate location. It's a benefit of cloud service. Now Spectrum is getting there, but they still aren't to the place where some of these IPTV cloud-based providers are. We also look at community channels, you know, things, you know, managed Wi-Fi in your common areas. These smaller providers, since it's all fiber-based and they really focus on the wireless solution, they love to deploy those services throughout the community. So getting all your common areas activated with complimentary Wi-Fi and TV would be an easy request. I'm not going to go too much into this because this kind of looks at how we do the service deployment. If another provider is selected, that's a little bit down the road, but there is a process involved with that. Kind of these project timelines I do like to discuss because this is how thorough some of those processes are when you look at different service providers, when you want to make sure that every option is accounted for, you know, every option's considered and you can ensure you're getting the best deal. These are some of the, you know, the Gantt charts and the project flows that we've utilized to make sure this happens. We do customer comparisons. So if you are switching providers or upgrading service, we typically have 7 customer models that we think encompass the majority of residents, and we can show you what the savings are, whether you're seasonal, permanent, whether you're more of an internet viewer, whether it's over the top, or if you have, you know, let's say you like HBO, Showtime, if you still use the legacy phone product, we have all these examples and we can share best practices. And again, kind of going back to ancillary services, during this process, we want to make sure all common areas are addressed. If there's anything you want done with, you know, gate cameras, security cameras, any other features that we can embed with the new solution, we make sure that's accounted for. And I think, you know, we've discussed our fee structure is extremely transparent. You know, it's always 15% of the negotiated door fee. If something else was deemed to be more fair, we're open to it. We want to make sure that our fee structure is mutually beneficial and it aligns with your objectives as a community. I mean, that's what drives our business, is when our customers secure a deal that they're happy with it and they refer us to other clients. It's maybe the biggest compliment we receive. So we are committed to making sure you believe you get a fair deal. And again, you know, we're really focused on changing how communities, boards partner with consultants to secure the best terms. I know there's going to be a ton of questions, so I'm happy to address those. But I do think the window that you have and in the time frame that's available, my recommendation is to consider a thorough RFP process where you go out and secure offers from a number of providers, get multiple options from Spectrum, because I'm confident we can secure, if you do want to stay with Spectrum, I'm very confident we can secure better terms.
The board have any questions?
I've got a question on the security cameras. The security cameras that we have here and at the gate, they can be somehow.
Yeah, this is great. This is really where, like, imagine you have a new provider coming in deploying fiber. I mean, they're going to be, like, you went through this with AT&T, so you kind of know what it's like. There's a lot of work that's involved. But as they run that wiring, we could identify locations where you want those security cameras tied in. And now they're, since it's, you know, Cat 5E, they're also, they can plug directly into those networks. They don't even require power at some stage. And you can access them remotely, access them on your phone. It all is web and cloud-based. And it does provide, from a security standpoint, a lot more flexibility versus some of the wired options that I think are historically used.
Becky?
You said that you know of at least 5 providers. Sorry. Okay. You had said that there were at least 5 providers that you knew of that would be willing to negotiate with us. Can you tell us some of the names of those providers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've got, you know, I know Bluestream Networks, Hotwire Communications. We have Summit Broadband. Broadstar is another option, and LuxSpeed is a newer provider. They really have different strengths. You know, some focus more on the internet side. Some have strengths on both the internet and the TV side, but all of these are fiber providers. It really is the future. And these are, you're looking at 1 gig products, you know, at a minimum 500 by 500 symmetrical speed internet service. And with where the technology is going, I think it's on average, there's 43 connected devices per home. And it's expected to increase significantly as the Internet of Things kind of expands with things like telemedicine, you know, where you are required to have a pretty robust internet connection to do those live video feeds with a lot of clarity. We see fiber as really the future-proof technology going forward.
Yes.
Maybe Ursula first.
I'm sorry, Crystal.
It's okay. Do you have any rates available at this time? I like to compare apples with apples, like two TVs and Wi-Fi. How much should we pay with one of your companies?
Yeah, so it's a great example because the products, you have to keep in mind, you know, Spectrum's product from a technology standpoint is really outdated. So the products that they offer, for example, one of the products is 72-hour playback, where instead of having a DVR, which they do offer, but so on top of a DVR, you have 72-hour playback. So if you miss a show from 2 days ago, every channel that you have, you can go back 72 hours and watch as if it was live TV. So it's basically doing DVR for every single channel. On top of that, they have smart remotes where you talk into the remote and it takes you exactly to the channel you watch. It's really advanced technology from that standpoint. On the internet side, you know, typically our customers are getting 1 gig by 1 gig versus Spectrum's 400 megabits. So it's more than double the speed. I mean, on the internet side, you can't even compare them. It's an entirely different technology. Spectrum would love to renew this because they don't have to really do anything from an upgrade standpoint. They basically get 5 more years and then they can address it 5 more years from now. When right now, a lot of our clients, they demand fiber because this is as far as the market has been, this is the most competitive time I've seen. It's probably the best time to go out and pursue a fiber solution.
Sir, you didn't give me a number. That wasn't my question.
Oh, okay. So I did talk to, now typically the process, they would do an on-site survey. I did reach out to Summit Broadband today. And they were looking at the lower $50 rate, and that would be a $1.5 million investment in the community. So it'd be a superior video product. You'd have more internet speed and pay less, plus you'd get fiber. So
okay, what's lower 50s rate? 52, 51?
It's lower than 55.
It's lower than 55. Okay, let me make this clear, though. You are a broker, and you will make $15,000 if we signed with you. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean.
Is that right? I want to make sure I understand it right.
I'll address this because it's come up. In the last negotiation, this came up as well. If somebody immediately provides you $275,000 in value, wouldn't you give them $15,000?
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the reasons I think that
this is a fed.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
So you sure you can get us a deal that's less than $55 for two TVs and Wi-Fi, correct?
Yeah. But we can try. I mean, there's no reason not to try. I know we can improve the deal you have with Spectrum. That's one thing. And what I really want you to get the opportunity to see are how how competitive these other providers are. You're really in a win-win situation. For one thing, you're a large community. And so there's a lot of value in that because some of these, I would say smaller providers, they look at the larger communities as opportunities to kind of expand into the market. Companies like Hotwire, I mean, they serve, you know, all the premier communities or most of the premier communities in South Florida and Miami. You know, they're securing a lot of the premier communities in Tampa and other markets. These are communities with reputations for providing excellent cutting edge service. And we at least want you to get the opportunity to see what they have to offer. If we can't do better on that side, we approach Spectrum and say, hey, we know this offer isn't competitive. I know you offer your neighboring community an offer $10 less. Why aren't we getting the same terms? It's all designed, and it's why I created this company. It's all designed to improve and give you more leverage as a community. Do we get paid? We do. But in all cases, in order for us to get paid, we have to get you paid more. It's always a percentage of your benefit, which, you know, nothing comes directly out of your budget. What would happen in this case is Spectrum would write you a check. And then once you receive that, we invoice you for our 15%, or if it's another provider, it's always on the back end. So it's not, there's no special assessment or anything else. And it's intentionally done that way.
Do you?
Your fee is 15% of the signing bonus, right? The sign-up bonus, which is $105,450. So just over $15,000. If you're able to save us $1 a month, that's $42,000 over 5 years. And that leaves the park saving $27,000, you get your $15,000. If you save us $5 a month, get it down to $52,51, that's $210,000. You'd get $15,000. Park saves $195,000. Do you feel we have enough time? We're giving you enough time to have a chance to negotiate?
Absolutely.
Do we stand to lose our current offer?
No. And see, it's what Spectrum loves to project, is that you're going to lose this $55 offer. If that was a $40 offer, that'd be really concerned. I'd say, you know what? That's an offer that I don't want to see them pull away from you as a community. But 55, when I know they've been offering other communities better deals, I don't view as a competitive offer. And I think we can substantially improve the renewal of the current system while also pursuing an option for them to upgrade to fiber so that they can provide something longer term and I think more future proof, in my opinion.
I'm sorry to learn that you were left out of the process. I'm glad you're willing to step in and offer your help.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Dave?
Jason, on
Mike, please.
Thank you.
On the timing of this whole thing and the number of providers, number one, what do you think our time frame would be to get quotes and so forth from you guys? And how many of these fiber type of guys are we looking at that we can expect to hear from?
Yeah, I would like to include at least five, you know, and I know I can guarantee we'll get at least three back. You know, sometimes the providers look at it, whether it's location of fiber or some other factors, they might say, well, this one, you know, we're not sure we can come up with a competitive rate, in particular when they know who they're competing against. And someone like a LuxSpeed, they might not have the video product that can support the right solution. But Hotwire, Summit, and Bluestream, they are very interested in providing service. And it would probably take, typically RFP, we give them a month to survey the community, do all their analysis, come up with their costing, and then reply with a proposal. So that gives you really a significant amount of time. I mean, keep in mind, I think this is a good thing. If Spectrum's not going to upgrade their network, they don't have to do anything in advance. You know, so you could renew that at the 2-month window. The reason that it's so important to start the process early is Spectrum also recognizes that at the 4-month point, 5-month point, it would be difficult for another provider to come in. And so you may not get the best terms, but where we are 18 to, you know, 14 months out when we'd see these offers is really the ideal period to begin the process. So the window timing is perfect.
I think our current contract says we have to let them know 6 months.
Yes.
Before the end.
That's correct. So that would be a key date that we would identify. And you do have plenty of time. I think it's December of 23, right?
23. Yeah. I think it's early December, yeah. Like December 14th, or I think it's early December.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're in a perfect window.
Excellent.
Just a quick question.
This isn't even on. Is it on?
It's in there.
Name and address.
You may have turned it off. Can you turn it on?
It's on.
Oh. Okay, yeah, try it. They said it's on.
Hi, Mary Quirk, 379 Holiday Park Boulevard. Quick question. All these companies take the place of Spectrum. Am I correct?
Well, not all of them. So each of them could, but it would be an agreement with just one of these providers. So let's say Hotwire provided the best solution. They would provide the TV, internet, and phone solution for the community. The interesting thing is if anyone wanted to keep the other services, the Spectrum network would still be here. That's really how different these solutions are compared to Spectrum's, is none of the cabling is the same.
So all right, I just have, because I'm confused.
Yeah, okay.
We have Spectrum in Florida. There's Verizon up north. Verizon isn't down here. We have AT&T. So what are these? Who are we paying when we get one of them?
Yeah, great question. So Hotwire is like a Verizon. They're an entire provider.
So we just pay Hotwire?
Just Hotwire, yep.
And Bluestream?
They're also in it, just a.
So whole. All of these five are fiber optics?
They are, yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Carol Summers, 1143 Greenview Court. I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
First off, all five of these are streaming. They're fiber optic streaming. So they're going to have to come in and they're going to have to lay wires, right?
Yes.
They're going to have to buy. How long of a plan is that going to take? Can it be done in 3 months or is it going to be a year? Because we know it took almost a year for AT&T to lay their fiber.
Yep.
And the reason we can't do AT&T is because they don't offer a bulk program other than internet.
That's right.
We do have customers that like the cable aspect. They like their live channels. Mm-hmm. They like having the weather channel that tells them that there's a tornado or a hurricane coming in this area. Can these companies provide that same type of channeling and services so that when they need to be told that there's a hurricane, get the hell out of here?
Yep.
Can those do that locally? Because they're not like local. I mean, these are nationwide companies. They're not local. Do they have local channels? That's one of the things that people need to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
And the other thing is that if we were to go with something like this versus Spectrum, if you wanted to watch regular like movie channels like HBO, do they offer HBO? Or are you paying extra for those kind of things where you can get that with Spectrum?
It's from a user standpoint, it's an identical. I mean, it's the same local channels. Now, Spectrum does have. It's Bay News 9 in Tampa. I think it's Channel 11 or Channel 1 here in Orlando. But like companies like Bluestream, they actually provide community-specific weather channels. So it's the weather that you're getting in your community. It's that focused. I mean, the technology is really progressing at a fast rate. And what kind of the technology they use is IPTV. So they negotiate with the same programmers. So it's the same programming. If you want to upgrade to HBO and Showtime, that's also available. One of the things that is occurring, and it's really with all providers, is you're seeing HBO say, well, instead of us offering it through a Spectrum or a Hotwire or Verizon, we're just going to start offering these things directly to the consumer, and we're going to offer things they can't get. So like HBO Max, you know, the programmers are getting pretty savvy because in the market, they're losing a lot of subscribers as people go to Netflix and Hulu. So like a Discovery Channel or an ESPN, they're like, we're going to offer ESPN Plus. We're going to charge extra and offer things. And so you'll see that in those, all those services are available. But for premium channels in particular, we're seeing a lot of our, not only can you order it from these providers directly, but we're seeing great opportunities to go out on your own and order that service and pay less for it and get more programming in some cases.
So that people would understand, because these are streaming companies that are fiber, you would either have to have a smart TV or you'd have to have like the Fire Sticks or the Rootcos or something to stream these.
No,
or you would have to have their internet services, right? Because
no,
you can't so get it without their internet services.
This is the best thing about these companies. They're all cloud-based. So you know how that Spectrum set-top box is this big?
Right.
These companies' set-top boxes are like this big.
I got a little one from AT&T. It's small.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's
a small thing. And it goes with me. I can take it wherever I want to go. But at the same time, you have to have one of those that will operate, but only operate one TV, or will it operate multiple TVs? Because there are people who have, I don't know, we're weird. We have five.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's and this is one of the things we look at, because it is constantly changing how many you can have streaming at one time. And for example, BlueStream, you can have 5 streaming at once. So you could have, you know, 2 or 3 other set-top boxes. You could have your smart TV picking up one, and then you could have, you know, another TV maybe outside that's also streaming at the same point, or on your phone or an iPad. They started to move. And I think what you'd see is you're never going to be lacking for on the streaming side of it. It's more than enough. It's very similar. If you do use a smart TV and not a set-top box, it's a very similar experience where you go to the app. If you're used to using a set-top box, it's very similar. You have a remote with the channels. You turn it on, it turns the box on. Only difference is, since it's all IP-based, it's going to the cloud to get the channels. It's going to websites. And so it's a technology, it's different. But from a feel standpoint, it's very similar.
Okay, another quick question. Because it is fiber-based, or fiber optic, when we have storms, I know that spectrum goes down periodically during the storms. Internet services drop out quite often. Oh, and just so you know, it's 5 nodes, not 3.
Oh, 5 nodes? Okay. 5 nodes.
But anyway, it drops out because of weather. With this being cloud-based, and we all know that everything up there has to do with the number of satellites that are floating above us, and every time we get a satellite go up, it seems like our internet goes wacko. Is this going to affect the service? I mean, with it being fiber, are we going to guarantee that we have strong continued service for when we need it for emergencies or anything like that? Or can this, because it is fiber, bad weather, it goes bye-bye?
No, I think it's another great question. So because it's all fiber, it's all running to the internet. So, you know, I think that the term cloud-based can kind of get maybe confused. You know, it's really going to a series of servers. So it's all hardwired. And so instead of, like, right now, if you are having bad service, it's probably from the old coax cable that's inside your units. I mean, that cable, if you hit it with a vacuum cleaner, or if it just degrades over time, it can lead to bad service issues. The nice thing about these technologies is they'll bring fiber directly into your home. They connect to an ONT that goes to your Wi-Fi router, and it broadcasts wirelessly throughout your home. So there's no need for any other cables. When, you know, for a lot of our apartment ownership clients, they love it because they don't have to put that coax cable inside the unit anymore. They just run Cat 6 cable, which they can just directly plug into the modem and routers. But even that's not needed if you have a good wireless service. And this is all Wi-Fi 6, so it's able to handle a ton of devices. It's designed to eliminate the need for wires.
Okay, and one final question, and this is talking money. I understand that you can probably negotiate a contract for us and whatever. However, if these companies were to come in here, they're going to have to lay their cable.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to cost them $1.5 million.
Yeah.
Who's going to suck that up? Is that going to be part of our contract that we're going to end up having to pay for in the long run? Or are they going to put it down here, and if we keep them for 5 years and then say we don't want you anymore, we still have to pay for it? I mean, where's that money going to be paid? They're not going to recoup it off of us. I mean, that's a lot of money to be paid.
Absolutely not. Yeah, that's a great question. Because that is all built into the rate. So if they propose a $51 rate, that capital investment is built into that rate. That's why when we do the comparison, we look at Spectrum's offer and we say, well, they've got to be able to do better. If these companies can come in and offer a similar price and at the same time absorb $1.5 to $2 million in capital upfront investment, Spectrum should be able to come in a lot less, because if it is 5 nodes and they're looking at a $50,000 investment.
$250,000.
Is that what they claim?
Per node.
$250,000 for the 5 nodes.
For the 5 nodes.
And so that was negotiated into their rate.
I mean, that's.
So I mean, they're not going to lose money, but we're not going to have to pay them for that. It's going to be negotiated in the contract.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, we would never expect a community to absorb that capital investment.
So how long do you think, if we were to go with one of these, would it be before they could get everything in? I mean, seriously, are you thinking 6 months?
Six months is, for a community your size, is probably a reasonable time frame. We like to get them in advance so that, you know, there's no conflicts. You know, we try to get them in at least a month in advance. But yeah, you have plenty of time to look at that timeline. And through our project planning, we make sure that they stay in line with that time. But yeah, those would all be things we address and discover through that RFP process. one of the questions that we do ask is, you know, please give us a conservative timeline of how long it would take for you to install fiber in the community and activate all the residents.
And if we went with these programs and we wanted to do it throughout the park, because you had mentioned our security cameras and stuff, mm-hmm. right now Spectrum won't talk to security versus the park stuff, because one is business line, one is private lines. They don't want to connect them and merge them together. If we were to do that, would these companies consider taking our whole business aspect and adding it into one package
for
a cheaper, possibly better deal?
Here's in the last one of the last large negotiations we secured, that provider said, I don't care what they're paying right now, we'll charge them half. And we want to take on all those commercial services. And this provider is known for hospital grade commercial services. It's one of their strengths. And they really look forward to it, because I will say, you know, Spectrum being a large company, I mean, business and residential are almost, I mean, it's difficult to get them to talk, you know, even in the billing system, they're two separate billing systems.
Definitely. Yep.
So it's with these companies, I mean, it's one of the great things about a smaller, nimble company is they can say, oh yeah, we'll put you in touch with our commercial services account executive and we'll beat the rate, and they'll commit to that.
And then I have one last question, because I know she has some.
Yeah.
You said that one of them said that they could be here in 4 hours. Are these companies local, or are these companies way out there somewhere? Because
this,
I mean, if they're 4 hour guarantee, they got to be somewhere here in town.
Yeah, this it's when the technology changed. This is kind of why you're seeing all these providers now. It all required them to go to these IP style devices. And I'll use Bluestream because they're the provider that offers that 4 hour window. They actually monitor every piece of equipment that you have. I mean, this is where the technology is going. So if they see that you have an access point that is dropping in and out, they will actually send you an email or call you to say, hey, we're going to send someone out there to replace that access point, because it could become an issue in the future. And they have what they call their NOC. It's the Network Operations Center. And they're monitoring this equipment. They always guarantee local technicians. One of the great things about being a Florida resident is both Hotwire and Summit Broadband. Now, PC gaming, I don't know if you know gamers, but they're a very demanding customer base for internet services. They both ranked Hotwire and Summit the top 10 in the country over all service providers based on speed and some of the other things that impact service in its entirety. So these are very proven service providers. The reason you're seeing them now is that technology has changed, where it's lowered their cost to go in and serve communities like yours. So we're seeing more competition.
And another one real quick.
Yeah.
We got a lot of residents that are, as you know, seasonal. They call themselves snowbirds, part-time, full-time. If they were to go with a program like this, could it be placed on hold while they're out of the park? They don't think they should have to pay for stuff if they're not here. And I understand that aspect of their concern, but I also understand contracting enough to know that sometimes doing that is not the viable financial solution for the company.
Of course. Yeah. And so let's say, for example, you do decide to bulk TV and internet together, you know, the majority of your services you'll be paying for year round, because they're bulk, not, you know, but let's say phone, for example, would be the one service you might want to go from seasonal to non-seasonal. It varies by provider what those options are. Some do offer it, some don't. In our experience, and one of the things we do for our clients is look at all these other alternatives that are out there. And there's some really great phone technologies that are available that we recommend considering as well, that you can take with you, keep the same phone number. You just plug them into any internet connection and you have that constant service. You can call someone, you can call someone from another country and it shows up as your number, or they could call you on the same number and you could pick these up. It's the beauty of having a really robust internet service, is that you can now utilize all these different technologies. And that's something that we would closely analyze in the RFP process, to look at how many residents have digital phone, what would be the impact of changing, and what are the alternatives out there? Because we want everyone, you know, the majority of residents to be very happy with the decision.
And I apologize, because this is my first meeting.
Name and address.
My name is Nancy Miller, and I live at 1020 Little Court.
Thank you, Nancy.
My pleasure. I know that you're hired as a consultant. My first question is your company incorporated?
It is.
Okay. Understand, I'm very familiar with an RFP process.
Excellent. All right.
Okay. You talk a lot about SLAs, service level agreements. They all range within, I'm assuming, a 99 and higher percentage as correct. Viability.
Yep.
They also, because I'm familiar with some of these partners, also use other networks to provide their network.
Some do. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Yep. So in that RFP, you would be substantiating what kind of level of service that we expect to have provided.
Yep.
I'm assuming your company also has legal representation. Is that correct?
We do. We don't have in-house counsel.
Okay. Yep. So is there an extra charge for you to go to a legal?
There's not.
Okay. So we would not see an extra charge for that.
That's
even though we should have legal representation representing us.
Definitely. Yeah.
Even though we're hiring you, but it's a separate entity from within.
Yep. Correct.
Is that a correct statement?
Correct, yes.
Okay. One of the things you were talking about was the RFP and timeline. RFP, as I'm familiar with, were a little bit more elaborate. But the projected timeline of 6 months seems not to be adequate. Understanding that some of these companies I've dealt with that take sometimes as much as 3 to 6 months to get a response from an RFP. That would be part of the RFP. Response from you would be within so much time because their
correct.
Standard operating procedures could be different from what we expect.
Correct. Yeah, we've been fortunate to work with enough of them where we've established, you know, I think they know what our expectations are.
Never assume. Always in writing.
But no, I do want to clarify one thing. The build out would be 6 months. The RFP process typically takes, you know, for the entire process to go out, I like having at least 4 months to 5 months for the entire RFP evaluation to occur. Because as you mentioned, if there are any legal concerns, that can take a month. And so there are some other, we built in, it's a conservative timeline, but like, and I'd be happy to share this, you know, it shows kind of where it goes to legal.
But one of the questions I have is this PowerPoint going to be available to us that we could look at it in more detail and do a comparative analysis on our own?
Yeah, I can make it available. I might take out some of the confidential aspects of it.
No problem.
Okay.
And then let me see. Like I said, I'm familiar with some of those companies. How long have you been doing this?
It's been 5 years now.
And your company's been incorporated how long?
Since origination.
Okay. How many people are employed?
I have, well, right now it's just me because typically that keeps costs down. I do have some advisors that we can hire, you know, outside of if things... And typically these would be associated with like FCC legislation.
I'm familiar.
Yep. You know, I think that's probably the biggest concern. But with my background and having
I've done this process for a company called Verizon for over 30 years. So yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, we competed with Verizon heavily in the Tampa Bay market and
Manhattan, New Jersey.
All right. All right.
But my next question would be, your representatives or your companies that are listed there are not only with their SLAs, but I would expect that we would also have a response time description within any RFP.
Yep.
In other words, loss of service, we'd see somebody within so many hours.
Oh,
if
yeah.
it was a major outage for some reason, so many hours and so forth.
Yeah, you'll love this because it goes to your other comment. It's all in writing.
That's
yep.
That's what we would expect.
Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question. If you are able to get us a contract below 55, for how long can you guarantee this before a race would come up where it would bring it up to 55 or more? 1 year, 2 years, 3 years?
It depends on the provider. You know, it's tough. Now, you know, at this point, at this stage, and I kind of go to Gary, had we been involved earlier, you know, we could have had this information. And we're kind of getting pulled in And I appreciate Joan reaching out, because when she shared the offer, you know, as I was kind of able to share my insight to say, hey, you might want to consider other options. That's not a competitive offer in our opinion, but this is in respect to those providers as well. I don't want to rush their process also. The provider that I was aware of is familiar with your project or your community, just because it's a larger community. And so they know some of the cost, and they were able to estimate the low $50 rate. I would definitely want to give all those providers the opportunity to look at it. You know, typically the rate increases across the industry are between 4% and 5%, depending on what the term is. But, you know, I think for the last one, we were able to negotiate a rate freeze for a period of time. One of the big benefits of being a new customer is that you get typically really attractive rate ramp periods where they're only billing you for a percentage of customers until they're up to full service. And that can have a significant impact on the overall rate over the agreement term. But
so I did understand this right. I have a hard time hearing you, that you said it possibly could go up, right?
Yeah, all the rates go up. Yep.
They all do. So we could be at 55 or 56 after a couple, 2-3 years.
With every provider, yeah. So if you're...
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gary?
Bright House's proposal to go to 5 nodes in here, isn't that an indication they've been underserving this community on the internet?
That would be my first question is, you know, if we're such an important customer, why didn't you upgrade us to 5 nodes already?
Oh, right. Spectrum.
And, you know, I think it's one of those, it's one of the reasons that I'm concerned about another 5-year agreement is that unless you fully upgrade that network, you'll be in the same position. Typically service providers, you can only get, if they don't have strong SLAs, which Spectrum has one of the weakest, if they don't have strong SLAs, they're not really held to a high standard from an upgrade standpoint. These providers that want to make a good impression, they have very strong SLAs where they're able to upgrade the network. If speeds go up on the retail side, those will go up. Spectrum does offer something similar, but we want to make sure that you're protected over the term. But I would agree, you know, it's unfortunate that it takes a renewal negotiation to get them to upgrade the network, in my opinion.
I've had fiber internet for the first time in my life in here, and I couldn't wait. I had to go with AT&T. It's more expensive. But I'd like to stay with fiber because isn't coax kind of like dial-up modem? I mean, comparatively, maybe not quite as dramatic, but...
Well, here's a comparison is... Most of the new properties we negotiate, Spectrum's putting in fiber. And most of the high-profile renewals we negotiate, Spectrum's offering fiber. So it's not, if they're telling you they're not going to do it, it's not something they haven't done. And we have active negotiations where they're upgrading from their existing coax to fiber. So it is an option.
Excuse me. I have to step out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gary. Larry.
Connie, Chris. 155 Holiday Park. My question is, I have no interest in streaming.
Okay.
It means nothing to me. I have a Spectrum. I have the cable box. I have Wi-Fi. I have a phone.
Okay.
And with my cable, I pay for the updated because I want the higher channels. Will these be included with whatever you're talking about? Because I could care less about streaming.
I completely understand. And we have a lot of the communities we work with. We have residents exactly like yourself or like, I like my cable box. I like the cable box if I'm watching, you know, a sporting event because my Spectrum constantly buffers and I end up missing stuff. But, you know, I think what you'll see from the new providers, you'll get the same, you'll get a remote, you'll get a set top box. It'll be the same experience that you have flipping through channels.
Okay.
You know, you'll have the option to get phone service. We'll provide other options as well that we think are really attractive from a price standpoint. And you'll get a great internet connection. So it's.
Which I don't really, I don't use the internet that much. Thank you. You're
welcome.
Ma'am. She's coming, Bruce.
Okay, my name's Leanne Johnson. I live at 309 Holiday Park Boulevard. I love gadgets. People know that about me. I have currently have 3 cable boxes, 3 big boxes and 1 small one. I can record 6 channels at once, which is a holdover from Bright House.
Oh, yeah.
And I can watch them from any one of the boxes except the small one. Will I lose that? And if I don't lose it, if you're only going to go with 2 TVs and whatever, will I be paying the extra? I don't have a problem if I do. I just want to know.
Yeah. So what we try for a community your size, we would try to negotiate at least 3 set-top boxes.
Okay.
We think that's fair. On top of that, you know, if you're looking at the whole house DVR, which it's amazing.
Right.
I've wondered because it comes up all the time, and it is a legacy product that Spectrum
right.
could get rid of anytime.
Right. It's grandfathered from Bright House.
It is. What you'll see with these other, well, with Spectrum, they've gone away from that because they're kind of in this
right.
period where they've gone onto their, I would say, more classic DVR box style. These other providers have it where you could record something on one TV, you could watch it in the other room, the same experience that you have.
Okay.
And then I think, you know, a lot of them offer that 72-hour playback, which is really attractive. You know.
Yes. Okay. Good. Thank you.
Bruce?
Bruce Crabb, 1242 Neighborly Court. I'm one of those people. I had a satellite dish since 1996 because I traveled the country with it. I also have Spectrum here for my internet and phone and so on. If we negotiate or if you negotiate a deal with Spectrum, can you require that they will lay new cables in this pack? They inherited from Bright House cables that are 50 years old.
Oh yeah.
That's part of our problem in this pack right now. Unless the cables are replaced, we're just going to have continuing problems.
That's an excellent point. And I'll tell you my experience with a recent negotiation, and it's why that client decided not to go with Spectrum. Is Spectrum would not upgrade the internal wiring. And there's a reason, because the FCC classifies it as internal wiring, and so it's property of the homeowner. And so because Spectrum doesn't have control over who uses that wiring, although in a bulk agreement, it's likely they'll be the only service provider, they put that responsibility on the homeowner. So that's in this situation, and it may be close to what you're experiencing, a lot of residents had issues because the cabling was old and Spectrum didn't include that in their proposal. And these other service providers came in and said, well, you don't even need that wired anymore. We're going to let you do everything wireless. And it was a really attractive solution.
Okay. So are all these companies you're dealing with, is it going to be strictly wireless, or are they going to lay fiber optics?
Yeah, so they do. So all of these, kind of the new design, and it's similar to what Spectrum would do if they installed fiber as well, is you basically run fiber from the street. You know, Spectrum has fiber outside the community. They just convert it to coax at an earlier point. This fiber gets run into your home. It connects to a panel called an ONT. It's like an optical network terminal. You then run one Cat6 cable to a central location, and they handle all of this. And then that connects to your modem and router, and everything that's kind of your hub. Everything is broadcast from there, and then all your set-top boxes. And
so you have your own hub in your house.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, see, that's something that bothers me, because these cables are so darn old in this pack. And if they just put in nodes, that ain't going to replace the cables.
If you have bad coax cable, you could have the best service ever.
It doesn't mean nothing.
It doesn't mean anything. Yeah, it's
so then if we negotiated a Spectrum deal, or you did, you would insist on new cables.
I think it would have to be a case.
Absolutely.
Where, yeah.
Quick question on, of these providers, these new providers, do you have one particular one, Jason, that you like better than another?
Or
what fits this area the best?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, looking at right now, in my opinion, probably the best two are Hotwire and Summit Broadband. Summit Broadband serves a large part of Orlando. They've been winning a lot. The city of Lakeland just offered them the opportunity to run their system. They do a lot of E-rate stuff for schools in Hillsborough County and other markets. So they're very experienced. They tend to, in my opinion, have a better price point, you know, so I expect that from them. Hotwire, you know, I think, you know, they've competed against providers in South Florida, and the price point there is just different than it is. The benefit of being in Central Florida is it's been a very competitive market. So you see these lower than average rates across the state. And those would be my two recommendations. I would really focus on Hotwire and Summit and see if some of these other providers don't, you know, offer something that might be really attractive as well. But from what I've seen, those are the two I recommend.
Okay. Thank you.
I got another stupid question. Okay. I know that we're talking about going with these potential companies. They're new to the area, obviously. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to sound stupid because I'm not a technical savvy person when it comes to what's out there in the business. If we bring them in and they lay their cable in here, do they, I mean, who do they tie into?
That's a great question.
I mean, really, I mean, yeah. We're having to tie into Spectrum. Are we tying into AT&T? Who are they getting their service from to bring it into here? Because they're not going to lay cable for 50,000 miles to come here.
That is an awesome question. It's a great question because it's part of the RFP process is we want to know, will they actually acquire the fiber? There is a lot of dark fiber that exists that's up for sale. You know, I do think, you know, you are in an area where there is probably some fiber. You're close enough to major roads, but you're right. We call it a type two solution. And that's where a smaller provider would lease fiber from, you know, whether it's Crown Castle or maybe even AT&T. There's certain regulations that require them to lease. You know, we wouldn't want to have a lease agreement with Spectrum. I don't know. That might be a conflict of interest. But, you know, I think, you know, in some cases, you know, it's looking at, will they own that network? That comes up often. And it's a question in the RFP. You know, and then if it is type two, you know, we want to make sure that they're able to guarantee the SLAs, which typically are because whoever's leasing the fiber is held to a more stringent SLA because the cabling is just different. You know, I mean, it's underground, it's protected, but we want to know, is there redundancy in the solution? Some of the communities we work with, they have fiber coming in one side and fiber leaving the other. So if there's a major cut, your service stays active. But those are all things that would be addressed in the RFP process. And they do require those service providers. And it's one of the reasons it takes, you know, a month for them to come up with those answers is they look at all the available fiber leases and all the available fiber acquisitions. But it's a great question because it's part of the RFP
analysis.
Well,
the reason I ask is, let's just take an example. We do Hotwire.
Yep.
We bring Hotwire and they come in, they lay their cable here. We're going fine, but Hotwire leased their cable from Joe Blow down the road 10 miles. Well, Joe Blow's lines get whacked because they're doing construction and somebody did something stupid. Joe Blow's lines go down, Hotwire's lines go down. Who do you go to? You go to Hotwire or do you go to Joe Blow? That leaves us uncovered for a company that we're paying for. So who's responsible for fixing it? Hotwire or Joe Blow? And how long does it take sometimes? You see what I'm saying?
Yo, absolutely. And it is. I don't know if anyone's experienced like a major fiber cut, but it takes out a lot of businesses because a lot of businesses have these same relationships. You know, it's kind of like the cellular phone market. You know, you've got, it looks like there's a million options out there, but most of them are just leasing signal from, I mean, Spectrum Mobile leases signal from Verizon.
Right.
You know, they're all, I mean, only so many entities can afford to run those thick, you know, the really robust fiber networks. And so there are some of these lease agreements. Our focus is kind of on the redundancy because fiber cuts do occur with every provider. We want to make sure, well, is there a backup? And if there's not a backup, what's the plan? And who are you leasing the fiber from and what's their SLA? And that's
one of the things that many of the residents in the park were thinking about trying to do would be a mass information to our residents in case of emergencies and so forth. Could this system handle a program like that?
Yeah, this. So one other great thing about the IPTV is you could ask for four community channels and they could do it. It's that easy. You could have a community channel for like arts and crafts. You could have one for announcements. You could have one for, you know, emergencies. It for them to do those upgrades, because it's all kind of web-based, it's not like they have to install equipment. They just software program it and add a channel. And
yeah, that was one of the drawbacks of Spectrum is our special channel 732 is null and void.
Yeah, I mean, you could
as
get,
of the end of this contract, it's obsolete with them, so we can't continue that.
Yeah, you could get.
So this would allow us to do like a mass email or a mass blast information thing on multiple levels.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can you? I'm sorry. Can you tell me what the company was?
Which one?
The last one you just talked about.
Oh, is it Crown Castle or no?
Crown. Okay.
Oh, now that's So there's a lot of large. They own a lot of fiber just in the ground.
One that would do 14.
What's that? I'm sorry.
One that 14
That would do the extra.
Yeah.
The extra. Ones that would do the extra channels.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So the community channels, that would be that all the providers we work with that offer IP. So it could be Summit Broadband, Hotwire. Okay. They're able to provide numerous community channels. The last community we negotiated, they just wanted two, and it was a phone call, and they said, absolutely, we'll do it.
Thank you.
Sure.
Gary?
Just say you lean towards Hotwire and Summit. You think there's any chance they might negotiate to lease the existing fiber in this park from AT&T?
I thought about that. I mean, I wonder if
AT&T it's only for internet. I guess there's less than 10% of the residents that have AT&T internet.
I think
it
might be part of the conversation is to see if AT&T would sell their network. I mean, if AT&T knows they're not going to get the deal because they don't offer a video product, if they'll offer to sell their system, and then it saves them having to dig up the community. So that would be definitely something we could pursue.
I'd like to ask the chair something. Okay, what might we need to do so we can authorize Jason Gill to go out and see what kind of deal he can get us? Do we got to rescind a couple of votes or yes. vote a new one?
We need to rescind the vote that was done before. To
be able to discuss the more.
Then we can do another vote to
authorize
him to go out and do it.
Okay, I make a motion
just a minute,
that we rescind the vote to send Jason Gill a letter terminating a contract or business relationship. I'd like to have a new vote on that.
What was that?
A vote to rescind the letter that was going to be sent to Jason Gill, terminating our old contract with him. We need to do that first.
Okay, I'll second that. Then I'll make a motion that we rescind the vote to accept Spectrum's contract.
I second.
Okay.
Okay.
Final order?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, look.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we're okay. Any other comment from the trustees on the first thing they were talking about, rescinding?
All in favor of rescinding a vote to send Jason Gill a letter terminating our contract?
You want to rescind it?
Okay. You got it.
Okay. Now I'll make
6. Opposed? Just.
I'll make a motion that we rescind.
Wait a minute, we haven't done the opposed.
We did the opposed.
We had 6-4.
Yeah. 6.
And 2 opposed.
Yeah, I guess. I got to think about it.
Motion passed. I'll make a motion to rescind the vote to accept the Spectrum contract that was negotiated.
I'll second it.
It has been moved and seconded. We are, what are we doing there? Here
we are. We're
rescinding?
Yeah, rescinding the Spectrum.
Rescinding Spectrum.
Approving.
We're approving, not rescinding. Okay. We're approving. Everybody?
No,
we approved the offer. So we have to rescind that where we approved.
So
that.
We're rescinding the offer.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we're rescinding the vote to accept the offer.
Okay. We're rescinding the vote. Everybody understand that? Everybody have any questions? Everybody in favor?
Aye. 7-1.
Pose? Same? You have to vote one way or the other.
No.
Okay. Okay, motion carried.
Wayne Adams, 1143 Greenview Court. Do you have a business card?
Yeah, a bunch.
Can I please have one?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've heard a lot of talk of what are we actually going to save by going with you and not Spectrum?
So this
because right now you say the contract's at $55 a household?
That's right, yeah.
We were pretty close to that with Spectrum. I do believe Oh, no, but no, then we're going to pay somebody to either match it or be higher, $15,000. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
So it's
thank you.
It's a little different perspective, but here's kind of the two goals that we're trying to accomplish. We definitely want to make sure you're able to look at all your options. We definitely want to make sure you're able to look at all the options that are available and do that comparison and make sure you're getting the best offer. But we also want to make sure Spectrum's aware that you're looking at all the offers that are available. And hopefully, if you do decide, let's say ultimately you're like, well, let's go with Spectrum. Let's renew the same level of service. We secure a much better rate, a rate that they've offered to neighboring communities throughout the market that we've seen them offer. In my opinion, a community your size deserves the best offer. I mean, for this market, in particular on the East Coast of Florida, you're one of the largest bulk communities. Now, there's some massive bulk communities on the Tampa Bay side, but here, in this division, you are a significant bulk customer and you deserve the best offers that are out there.
Okay. Diane Russo, 1158 Center. I don't know if this, Diane Russo, 1158 Center Lane. When I was in New York, I had Verizon Fios. So I had the fiber optic. In my house, I had a battery backup in case the electric went out. Is that viable down here?
Yeah, they do. So that battery backup would power the optical network terminal.
Right.
And it's part of their solution. You know,
that would be part of their offer, that we'd have those battery backups?
Yes, it is. I mean, because what they want, you know, and unfortunately, you know, if power goes out, sometimes you lose, you know, your TV won't work and some other stuff. But let's say you have a generator, another way of getting power, or emergency services, that battery that's supporting that ONT could power it for a period of time.
Yes, it did power it for a while. And my other question is, if they're including that, include the battery, because Verizon charges you plenty for that battery if it goes that bad.
That's true.
Okay, thank you.
Jason, just so you know, our current offer is $57.51. Not 55. So if you get to 55, you're going to save this park $105,000 minus your fee.
Yeah, and I'd like to. Oh, yeah. I'll go ahead.
No, go.
Okay. There's one thing that I really want to focus on, and it's that language that's been in Spectrum's agreement that if they have a material increase in cost, it's material. So it's not a cost that you get to monitor to see what happens. They get to define what material is. After 3 years, they can renegotiate the contract. So if they renegotiate and you don't like those terms and they terminate the agreement, you have to pay full retail rates for the remaining 2 years, potentially longer. And that's language that we don't think is acceptable.
Bruce Crabb, 1242 Neighborly Court. I think the biggest thing what they're concerned with is that Spectrum is not going to replace the cables in this park. That's what I see. And I think we definitely need them replaced. Yep. I would like the board to do something, make a motion, whatever you want to do, that we contract with this gentleman to look into Spectrum and the two favorite people that you want to do, to get them all to bid on it with fiber optic cables in this park. Mm-hmm.
I actually think that's still in place from March 9th of 2020.
Okay,
so
well,
by
then
rescinding the two from last Monday.
Okay, well, then whatever we got to do, I think we should give this gentleman the right to negotiate on our behalf with Spectrum and the other two companies he likes, with the idea that we're going to be replaced with fiber cables. Now, whether they take the ones from AT&T and rent them, that's their job. That's their business. But we definitely need fiber in this park. The cables have been buried here for 50 years. They have done nothing but break down, and they keep replacing pieces here and there.
Yeah. And to support your point, and I think this is important, is, you know, Spectrum oftentimes will not agree to upgrade that wiring. And they're the only providers technology that depends on that wiring. Mm. Everyone else has gone wireless. These other providers really have no interest in coax. So it's one of the arguments that we utilize. I'm glad you brought that up, is, hey, if your solution and your technology is dependent on our 20 to 30 year old coax wiring, we want you to upgrade it. And I think that's a reasonable request.
Mm-hmm. And the big thing is we need our own cable chain, which Spectrum is going to drop.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why they would drop that.
So I don't even
Yeah, that's
force their hand with demand for fiber and
yeah, agreed.
See what happens.
Right.
Gary, stop. You done, Gary? I just have one question. Right now with the Spectrum, and I'm probably the only one who has this issue. I have a phone, a house like an old landline. Mm-hmm. I can call internationally 500 hours if I want to. It's $5 a month. I want to make sure I can keep that deal because before that, I paid an arm and a leg.
Yeah, what's the company name? Because this, I think, do you know
what it came with Spectrum package. I have no idea. It comes out when their bill, I have auto pay, and it comes out with that for $5. Spectrum, $5.
Yeah, so I know Spectrum's pricing pretty well. And I know they're national, which includes Mexico and...
$5.
This one's $12.99. I would love to see your statement and see what that price is because I haven't seen... If that is an option that's available, it's new to me. I do know that, you know, they do have their nationwide calling for $12.99. But I'd love to see that because we do have options out there, especially for international users that are really attractive. And those are things that we kind of walk through during the process. But yeah.
Because before I was paying $5 a month plus 9 cents a minute till I moved in this park. And they said as part of, I said, I want a landline to call Germany.
Okay.
$5. And trust me, I can talk a long time on that phone.
I would.
Because I called Germany almost every day. And it's never more than $5. And that even includes the tax.
Okay.
I'm in shock myself. I keep saying that can't be true.
Yeah.
But it is true.
Okay. And those are things that we would, you know, work with these other providers to protect as well. And if not, come up with alternative solutions. So I thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a great rate.
Dave Peck. 1014 Willow Court. It was my understanding through this, you're talking about an RFP process of approximately 4 months and possibly another 6 months for installation if we go with a different product. That's 10 months from now. Basically, can we set a start date? Because our contract with Spectrum isn't due until December of 2023.
Yep.
Right now, he's trying to do a budget. And can we set a date that we know so he doesn't have to budget the whole year for an increase and he can budget what we do now for half the year or whatever? So it'll help him with the budget. Can we set a date that, okay, we want to have this turned on so he can help with his budget for any increases we may get?
Yeah, the treasurer always gets pulled into this conversation. We'll work closely together because we want to make sure all the dates that you need to have your information that affect the budget are accounted for. And that if they're not, there are certain things that are placed in the contract that won't, you know, I would say affect the budget negatively. Yeah, so that would be something we'd work very closely with the treasurer to make sure.
What we were looking at before was a 12-month time frame that we would have to absorb this increase, and it was going to put our costs up quite a bit. So that was the intent of my question here, is can we set a timeline?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Diane Bell, 293 Burrell Circle. First question is to the board, is that when did we decide that we were looking only at bundled TV and internet services? Has that decision been made?
I'll say that again.
When was the decision made to look only at bundled television and internet together? Have we made a decision on that, or is the board still going to look at possibly pricing out?
I think it was in the new rules and regs and bylaws. Isn't that what it says in there?
It says or.
Right, it does.
It says or.
It does. And the proposal that we voted on 2 weeks ago, well, nearly in the meeting, was for both internet and TV.
And that's pretty much all we're discussing here, but it's still not for my benefit, but because I know there are quite a few people in this park who would find a large increase in their fees to be burdensome.
I know Carol informed the board that Bright House had in February 450 internet customers in here, plus we have some AT&T customers.
Right.
So we're probably at least close to 500 take internet. So 200 probably don't, unless they're going with satellite, internet. But
my question is mostly, well, has this decision already been made? Is that what we're looking at? Or are we also going to consider just television or just internet?
I believe the way it was spoke about at the last meeting, that it combined both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Yes. If I am correct. If not, I'll have to get the minutes and read them again.
Okay. And that's something that the board wants to do, is just the two together.
Right.
Well, because we've also found that we can't get a single one of those services on our own. It's cheaper. Even our standing offer, $57.51 for both, you can't even get one of those.
Yeah, but Cherie, when Donna Arsenault was here, Cherie had a letter from AT&T with an offer for bulk internet.
Really?
I have not seen that.
I have a copy of that.
You want me to talk?
I understand that. That was prompted my first question.
Just a minute, please.
Yeah, so if you want my viewpoint on this, because it does come up often, and when we look at price points for internet only solutions, because there is definitely, I say it depends on the community needs and expectations. If you have a lot of residents that still like the non-streaming style product where you've got a set-top box and other things, the most savings is when you bundle the two services together. Because what would occur, let's say, for example, we negotiated a $30 rate for internet only with Spectrum at AT&T. And then as a resident, you had to go out and get a similar video package. There's not really attractive bundle pricing. So you might save on the internet, but now you're paying $80 or $90 to watch TV service. Like streaming, like Hulu TV, YouTube's an interesting product, but YouTube TV, when those first launched, they were all like $34, $40. Now they're like $64, $70. Everyone's kind of feeling that crunch of these programmers wanting to make more and more money. So it's something that does get requested a lot. But what we see is that there's still a demand to watch live news, live sports, and local programming. And that kind of takes over the demand for just internet only. The providers would love to do internet only because they don't have to deal with the video side and they can just offer retail rates. But I think from a resident and a community standpoint, I highly recommend bundling them, because what occurs, and it's kind of a secret of the market, is that programmers and cable providers, they actually pay less programming cost when you bulk service. So it's kind of a win for them and it's a win for you at the same time. And if you only have bulk internet, you end up paying those full retail rates. And like Spectrum, for example, just the broadcast TV surcharge is $21. And that's the cost of them to capture that signal via satellite and just put it on into their channel package. So we're seeing those TV costs increase at a kind of a concerning rate. And that's my only concern with bulk internet only, are residents that really want like a good local news, live TV, live sports package might have to pay really high rates to get it.
Okay. But and this is purely hypothetical, if the board should decide that we wanted to go that route, you would still be willing to negotiate?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it.
Thank you.
You want to read that?
Good question.
Just a moment, please.
The offer that we got from AT&T was for 100, was it megabytes?
Wow.
It was $25 a household. If you went up to 300, it was $29. If you went up to 1 gigabyte, it was $35.
Yep. And that's it's really attractive pricing because, you know, you're kind of used to paying. I mean, you see what you pay for it on your monthly bill from Spectrum, right?
$80.
Yeah. And that's really that's competitive bulk pricing. The profit margins on bulk are remarkable compared to video service. They love bulking. And keep in mind, AT&T invested millions in this as well, and they're probably making pennies on that investment. So they really want to get those bulk internet customers. And I would expect that we'd see similar bulk internet pricing from other service providers. The real savings, though, is when you add in that TV package and you can get it at that compressed rate. Now, 5 years from now, if TV just gets, I guess, you know, it moved around in the industry where you have to go out and buy everything a la carte, and, you know, it who knows what could happen, or we're all watching.
We won't be here, don't worry.
Yeah. then it might be then it might be something. But I
in spirit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I highly recommend it where the market is now that you include TV, because you do get a significant savings compared to retail rates.
Diane Russo, 1158 Center. If you negotiate a contract with us and we accept it, can wording be put in there that this is going to start, this is going to finish? If it does not finish on this day, you pay us.
Oh, me, but compensate you?
Yes.
I will compensate you for things that are in my control. Like but then I'd have to have a shovel out there laying fiber.
I mean the company that's doing all these work, because I know how they work in Florida.
So here's what we will negotiate is that company that guarantees a completion date.
Right.
We'll give them maybe a month leeway. If they're beyond that a month, they'll pay penalties to you.
That's what I mean.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol.
Okay.
To kind of resound on Diane's question, I think when we voted on our deed restrictions, it did say, I think, and or internet service. That in the paper now it just says or. So because it says that we have to offer one or the other, but there's no reason why we can't offer both.
Exactly. Right.
If you choose to do that.
Right.
Now we have residents in our park who unfortunately can't afford to pay for internet or cable. That's why they like having this offered to them.
Yep.
The one thing that I was stressing to you all when I presented the spectrum, and again, I just presented it, is that if you do just Wi-Fi and internet for the $30, people want that television service, they're going to pay for their television service. Now, Hulu is nice. Hulu is not too bad. But if you want the live TV, Hulu is like $99 a month for just that one. So that means we have a resident that's paying $99 a month that they may not be able to pay to have the television that they need. Or if we just do the television and we get a nice fee of $35 from just cable for the cable aspect, and we have someone who uses basically the Wi-Fi, then they're paying the exorbitant Wi-Fi. Bundling them together gives us a discount on both services, which in turn will save all the residents, whether you're full-time or part-time, a big chunk of money. Yes, our fees are going to go up. That's one of the things that a lot of people have been complaining about. I've seen so many complaints lately. But it's not just because of this issue that we're talking about.
Exactly.
It's because worldwide, everything is going up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. True.
So even if this man can negotiate us a contract, let's say for $51, yes, that's a savings of $5 over the contract, but you still have to pay that surcharge. That's something we have to pay regardless of whether you know, that's the FCA fee, you know, you can't get around it.
Mm-hmm.
Saves us that money. We have to look at the whole picture of whether it's benefiting 10 people or 1,700 people.
Yeah,
it's not because you're full-time, and it's not because you're part-time. It's because you're a resident. Makes no difference how long you're here.
Right.
So you want to look at a package that's going to benefit everybody. We have people that don't know how to stream. We're going to have to teach them how to do that. We're going to have to work with those residents that are new to that, because it scares them. They're not tech savvy. Some of us are, some of us aren't. So we have to look at that whole thing. So when we negotiate this, we have to take into consideration the kind of people that live here.
Right.
And what they need too. So to make them feel good about what we're giving them as a package. And you could do that by how? By talking to the residents or by scoping out because we're 55 and older?
Yeah. So there are a couple options. And one nice thing is we just completed a negotiation with a community that I view has a very similar demographic and kind of the same needs. With that community, the service provider we selected is actually bringing like a fifth wheel that has a demonstration center, and they're doing like week-long introductions into the products. So, yeah, and it's great. You know, yeah.
Could that be something you could bring in?
Because absolutely.
I know that we would have residents that would sit there going with their popcorn. Man, I need this one, man. Oh, God, I like that. And they would be there every day trying to learn.
Yeah, it's
because
great.
Because we're really going to have to do that with some of our residents.
Because some of the things that will occur is, you know, you have to port your phone number. That's typically easy. But like your tampabay.rr.com email addresses or charter.net email addresses, those do change. So that one of those things is, you know, they're going to show residents how to set up a Gmail address, which we recommend anyway, because how long service providers maintain email addresses is anyone's guess. But those are some of the things, and it's great. It's air conditioned. They have water and snacks, and you get, they'll do demonstrations, and it's really a great way to introduce people to the products.
And would this programming that you offer, or the services offered, we have Alexa. You know what? A lot of people know what Alexa or Siri. Yeah. They're very nice for some elderly people. You can connect them to your Wi-Fi. You can connect them to your phone, and you can use them for emergency services. Would this programming that you offer us allow that to happen for those people that have that ability to use those?
Yeah, and I'll check on all the capabilities because they might vary by provider. But, you know, some of the I do like the voice remotes. If anyone's used one, you know, they're really, you know, you can just say, hey, turn on the TV, take me to what, you know, Dancing with the Stars, and it goes right to it. I think some of that functionality is great. If you want to record a show, you can just tell it to record it and it records it. So some of these features, I think, are even, although they're, you know, they're advanced, I think they make it more user friendly. And then I think it is like introductions to how the modem works, how the router works. You know, they have one of the great things about some of the providers is they've gone all mobile. So if you have a, you know, a smartphone with a screen, they can just actually connect to it. And you can kind of show them like, oh, my modem has these lights, and they can see what you're looking at. And they're like, oh, well, you need to unplug your modem and plug it back in. And they help you troubleshoot things remotely. I mean, they made all these great advancements utilizing their network to try to make the customer
and it's high because I have all these extra bells and whistles.
Okay.
Whatever the fee goes up, but I'm paying that monthly.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt as much as if I have to pay an extra $500 at the end of the year. So that's all I'm getting at is they might be a wash. Technically, they would be a wash, but coming up with that extra $500 at the end of the year would probably hurt a lot of people. Whereas if you pay it monthly, it just comes, you don't even know it.
If I might say something,
yep.
Some of what you're paying for now is going to be included in a new cable deal. Multiple TVs, you mentioned five?
I have four.
Four. Okay. Yeah. We're going to have more than one
right.
that exists under our current contract. with Spectrum going to last till the end of 2023. Right. So some of what you're paying for, you won't have to pay for anymore because we're going to get a better deal, more set tops, that sort of thing. And the board and the residents are making a decision that at this point, we shouldn't just be offering basic cable for our residents. We should add internet for them because we could probably end up getting it so ridiculously cheap combined that we'd be derelict in not making sure we're looking out for the overall best interest of the residents.
Okay.
And that's what we're trying to do.
So all the park is providing now is a basic cable.
Basic cable.
I'm paying for my own internet and my own phone and all that other stuff.
Correct. And
Now it makes sense.
Leanne, you can also go on quarterly to pay your taxes and you still get a discount.
I understand that. Okay. Yes. Yes. But that I was just thinking that all of that got paid, got some of it basic got paid, but it's only the cable.
It'd be hard to estimate.
So I understand now. That's fine.
It might be $20 a month, worst case scenario, increase in our assessment.
Yep.
But it'll probably come in a little less than that because we're going to have somebody trying to get us an even better deal than the good deal that Carol was able to do on her own with Spectrum.
Right.
So now we're going to have some competition.
Now. I wasn't thinking I was still paying for the internet and the cable on my own. So that goes away.
Although if you have four or five TVs, you'll have a little cable.
I still will have some more to pay. Yes.
A little bit.
I understand. Yes. Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think
one more. Bruce Crabb for 42 Neighborly Court. I've talked with numerous people in the park, and it's impossible to make them understand. Right now, we're paying $38.47 a month per home in this park. Under this offer, we would go up to $57.51, which is about $20 a month. But we're going to give you internet. I'm paying $80 a month now for my internet. So I'm paying $80 a month plus $38 a month, which is $100 and something, and I'm going to get this for $57. I don't understand why we can't make people understand they're actually going to save money. Yes, our assessments might go up $20, but if it goes up $20 a month, you're going to save $80 a month on the other end.
That's right.
All right. I want to add to that.
Anybody? Okay.
I believe when Keith set up or had something to do with the budget talks, that with the old program that Carol brought in for Spectrum, that extra money, that kickback, went into the general fund where we could apply that to the cable bill, all right, which would take us probably, I think she said or he said, 17 months without an increase. Now, that is 17 months away from another new budget that will change annually based on what we've got. So we can adjust budgets and we can do away with things and we can add things. But we can always keep that in mind that we're trying to keep this cable thing down so our assessment isn't high. That's what the budget's for, is to keep us balanced. And if you look at the long-term thing, we come out ahead. If we do the fiber optics, we've got a brand new system in the park that isn't antiquated. We're up to date with the national standards for everything. All our stuff is done now, either Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, fiber optics cable. I've got fiber optics cable running to my house with AT&T. I grabbed that internet service because it was $49.95, and for the time that I had it, it was a good deal. That jumped to $89.95 just because they said it was a special. They got you on the hook, right? Let's eliminate the hook. Let's put in the new product and update this park. We can't run on 1985 mentality anymore. Mm-hmm. None of us can. I mean, it's here and it's going to stay. and probably even get better, and we're going to fall behind again. I say, let's really give this thing a hard look and let Kasin do what he needs to do to see where we're going to come out. Mm-hmm. No doubt. I mean, we have no numbers yet. We know nothing. Dave. Let's run it.
Yep.
I need a...
What?
Was that a motion? Mark, I'm sorry.
I don't know that we need a motion. We already have a contract, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So our contract with you is to have you look into RFPs for not only Spectrum, but those all those other companies.
Correct.
And bring us back whatever their offers are, and then we make a decision.
That's right. Yep.
That's there's nothing to vote on, right?
Right.
We already have a contract.
We've got a contract.
Excuse yeah,
we have a contract with them.
Correct.
Right.
We don't need to vote on anything. Jason's going to go out. He's going to do the RFPs. He's going to come back to the board, present his findings, and we go from there.
Yep.
Correct.
Can you do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I move that we adjourn.
And now we're going to adjourn.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
I'd like to thank you very much for coming. We've enjoyed you, and you were very interesting.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mark, did you make a motion to adjourn?
I did.
We need a second. And
seconded.
Becky seconded. All in favor?
Anybody in favor? Yes. Thank you.
Joan, thanks for letting me come in here. Excellent.
It doesn't. I don't worry about it. I worry about it.
We just need the facts.
Right. But you to everyone I work with, anybody that's been around, how much money you make. That to me is not that important.